I said, no, you need to go ask your Heavenly Father if it's okay for you to go to that concert. And I told her, and I said, and whatever he tell you, I'm in agreement with it. If he say you can go, then it's all right for you to go. If he say you can't go, then you know you're not going. I said, but whatever he tell you, that's what you do. And she didn't like it, but she went on back up in the house. And so I finished all the yard work up, went on inside. And she's sitting on the couch. I say, well, what about the trip? She looked at me. I said, oh, so you got your answer, huh? I said, he talked to you, huh? Yes, Daddy. I said, I got to teach these children not depending on me. They need to depend on God, because I ain't going to always be there when they have to make decisions. We all need to learn how to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. We need to all stay full of the Holy Ghost so we can be the blessing God intended us to be. Amen. So he can bless us the way he want to bless us, and so that we can be the blessing that he want us to be. So if you need to get your fire back today and you need to rededicate your life, I'm going to tell you, you need to recommit to God. The first thing you got to do is repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry I done wasted time, wasted resources. I hadn't been doing what I'm supposed to do. I repent. He going to forgive you. He's already decided to forgive you. He going to forgive you. Then you make a commitment and surrender yourself again. Say, Lord, I submit to you. Jesus, you're my Lord. You're my first love. I'm coming back to you today. And then you just let him take you from there. Amen. Praise God. I can give you more instruction next week. I'm going to pray that Jesus will give you a fresh anointing. Because he loves you. He want to be the biggest difference maker in your life. You got to let him. He really does love you. Make a decision to abide in him. Say, I'm going to abide in you, Jesus. I'm going to let you abide in me, and I'm going to abide in you. Submit yourself to God. Amen. Because we need the Lord. Amen. And then walk in the fruit. Walk in the fruit. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I'm going to call your attention to St. John chapter 16, and my reader is going to read verse 7 through verse 15. And while everyone is turning there, Jesus is going into an introduction of the Holy Ghost to his followers and allowing them to understand the necessity of the presence of the person, the presence and power of the Holy Ghost, especially in Jesus's absence. And in the 14th chapter of John, he identifies him as the Spirit of Truth in the 17th verse, and then reveals in the 26th verse that two of his assignments are to, one, teach us all things, and two, to bring all things back to our remembrance. And in this 16th chapter, he goes even further. Now, all of these are just snippets at this point of views of the Holy Spirit and his purpose and operation in our lives. And it's always refreshing for the body of Christ to understand the operation of the Holy Ghost in this day and time, how we should know, and if we know what his purpose is, if we understand his power, and if we understand his presence in our lives, how we are then able to accomplish, we're able to speak prophetically the things of God. We're able to conquer and to be able to present realities that do not yet exist in the spirit and faith realm manifest itself in the natural realm when we truly understand the operation of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some things we put up with because we can't change. We accept because we can't do nothing about it. But if you knew the power of the Holy Ghost in you, you'd see that thing differently. Whatever you could not change, or whatever he did not allow or permit you to change, he would still give you the power to be changed in your thinking about it, thus still being an overcomer. So you don't have to just put up with stuff when you got the Holy Ghost. You will learn, again, so many wonderful things as we start back on this trek about the Holy Ghost. So we want to read St. John chapter 6, verse 7 through 15. Rita?
John chapter 16,
verse 7 through 15.
Verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Amen. Now, I want you to go to St. John chapter 14. All right. And look at verse 17. Rita. St. John chapter 14, verse 17.
John 14 and 17. Mm-hmm. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, Jesus says here that the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, is the one that the world cannot see. But we can, or we experience him because he dwells with us and in us. And so what we must understand is this supernatural power, and that's why you don't have to worry about the world trying to understand your power source, because they can never understand it, because they can't see. They see what they believe, and they believe what they see. So when they cannot see it, it does not work with their logic. It doesn't make sense. And so we know that our source is an invisible source. Our power source is not of this world. Our connection is not of this world. And so the reality is that ours is a supernatural connection. And so you must recognize that the only way he can operate in you is to be in you, to dwell with you and be in you. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. If the Holy Ghost is not working with you and in you, you will not have the power, the presence, and the person of the Holy Ghost doing all of the things that Jesus said he would do. Now, he is the other comforter. Jesus made clear that the Holy Ghost could not come until Jesus departed this world. Why? Because Jesus was the comforter in this world. He was going to pray the Father that he would send us another comforter. And that comforter would do in this verse, tells verse 26 of the 14th chapter of John, he would teach us all things. All things. And he would bring all things back to our remembrance, whatsoever Jesus said. So keep in mind, there are some things that you need to understand will never ever be what God wants them to be in your life if the Holy Ghost does not teach you, if the Holy Ghost does not bring it back to your understanding. The Holy Ghost's job, that's a part of his assignment to you, excuse me, is to teach you. We're in the class. I am the teacher who is giving you the surface information, but the true teaching, the understanding, the revelation of that comes through the Holy Ghost. Even what is released from my mouth is from the Holy Ghost. When you study to show yourself approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2 and 15, you are receiving revelation knowledge through the Holy Ghost. He is the one who will teach you. Now, don't overlook this word all. The Holy Ghost's job is not just to teach you some things, not just to teach you spiritual things or sacred things, but the Holy Ghost's job is to teach you, don't be scared, all things. If there's a job you're trying to learn, you can ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help me to understand how to do this. He will help you. There is nothing he does not know. He is the Spirit of truth, the wisdom of God. He knows everything there is to know about everything. He needs, listen, you having trouble navigating through life, navigating through a city, whatever the case is, GPS sometimes lets you down. But not the Holy Ghost. He know how to lead you through every situation. You got to realize you having children, you know, problems with your children, problems with your spouse. You ask the Holy Ghost to teach you how to interact, how to handle this, how to he will teach you all things. That's one of the reasons why the believer must understand the necessity of the Holy Ghost being functional and operational in their lives. One, he teaches us all things. Somebody say all things. All things. But then he brings all things back to our remembrance. That's the Holy Ghost's job as well. Now, what sense does it make for him to teach us all things and we forget most of it? Listen, everything that you've learned from grade one to whatever grade you finished in high school or college or beyond, listen, is inside of you. All of the things you learned from Sunday school on up through Bible study, it's all inside of you. It's in your mind. The problem is that you don't know how to reference it and pull it out of the files in your mind that's tucked away. That's why when you go to psychiatrists and psychologists, etc., there are issues and hypnotists who are able to go and manipulate the mind and bring back some things in your mind. Your mind has files. Everything that's going on is in your mind. The question is, how do I get it out of the files in my mind? Listen to me now. Your stuff is there, but you don't know how to access it. How many of you have ever had a combination lock and forgot the combination? Some of y'all won't be honest like some of us would do. And all right, well, let me ask you, how many of you had a combination lock and still didn't know how to open the combination? That's even worse. It's all locked away. The Holy Ghost's job is to unlock it. He categorizes, he chronicles it, he puts it in order, and he knows right where to go. How many times have you had a situation and a circumstance that you wish you had a timely word to say something profound, comforting, deep, or sensitive, or helpful, or whatever, and nothing would come up? The Holy Ghost knows how to bring up the right word for the right occasion, right situation. But here's the key. He's got to teach you and put it down. And he goes back in and pulls it up. That there are things that blow my mind when I'm ministering a word or I'm teaching a word and I'm never going back over that part. And the Holy Ghost will say, now here's a good point to make here, and go in the files of my mind and bring up a fresh understanding of that and apply it to what I'm talking about. And I'm like, wow, that's good. I didn't even study that to do that. But it's already in me. I've already taken the time. The Holy Ghost has already revealed it to me. I've got it down in me. So when he needs to bring it up, when I'm speaking on behalf of the Word of God, on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, is his job to remind me of what I've got in me to bless you. And it comes up. And that's how he does that. Now let's get back to the 16th chapter. And let's start in the middle of that, about the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, and this word spirit here comes from the Greek word pneuma. Pneuma. It's the third person of the triune God. The Holy Ghost, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. He is pneuma. So the first thing I want you to know, this verse reveals the person of the Holy Ghost, the person of the Holy Spirit. Why is that important? Because Jesus is identifying who's going to do these things that he's speaking of. He's saying to them, as he's preparing to leave them, leave planet Earth, transcend into heaven, to sit on the right hand of the Father, there are so many things I want to tell you. There's so many revelations I want to reveal to you, but you can't handle it now. They're going to bless you. They're going to help you. They're going to deliver you. They're going to take you to new levels. But you can't handle it now. So the Holy Ghost is going to come, who's the other comforter, and at the right time, as you mature, as he teaches you things, and then bring back everything that I have said to you, he's going to make clear what that truth is that you are able to handle at the time that he reveals it to you. So I need you to know who's going to do that. It is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen. All right. Now look at what the Bible says. He will guide you into all what? All truth. All truth. Now, so not only does this verse reveal the person of the Holy Spirit, but now this verse reveals the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He shall guide me into not some truth, not partial truth, but all truth. The word guide comes from the Greek word hagiagio, hagiagio. And that literally means to take by the hand, as a father would take his little toddler, little child, learning how to walk, and guide him around, holding him with both hands, keeping him from falling, and he's showing him and comforting him and giving him confidence in making these steps because he's leading him and holding him at the same time. That's what the job of the Holy Ghost is, to guide us in all truth. Not some truth, not just sacred truth, but all truth. So when you want to know truth, guess who you ask? The Holy Ghost. How many times have you been looking for something? You said, Lord, please let me find such and such, whatever. And you just looking around and you looking around, and next thing you know, right in front of you, the thing just seemed to pop up. It didn't pop up. The Holy Ghost led you to it. How many times have you been looking for something and it's been right there in your face? You're talking about, if it had been a snake, it'd have bit me. How many times you've had an unction or inkling underneath your skin, something just wasn't right, couldn't put your finger on it, and you knew it just, And so you pray and say, Lord, please reveal to me what's wrong. And you're on your way, you driving down the street. Do, 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 do. I'm sorry, I'm going on another way there. I'm just trying to tell you, it's all truth. Be careful what you ask the Spirit of the Lord for, because he will reveal it to you. If you say, Lord, I want to know if this person is right for me, be real, because he will reveal it. Now, you might not like what he reveals, but the truth of the matter is he might show you you ain't right for the person. All truth, amen, all truth. Be sure you want to know the truth you're asking for, because he has the power and the ability to reveal all truth to you, but it's if you can handle it. Now listen to this. Now let me help somebody right now before they just freak out. All truth, let me just say, needs to be concerning you. He ain't trying to air your neighbor's business. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Y'all know the song, don't you? See, that's the problem. We want to see the mote in our brother's eye when we have a great beam in our own eyes. No, he's going to reveal stuff about you. He's going to help you to see your situation. He's going to help you to see that that's connected to you or affects you or is in any way concerning you. Because that's what his job is. He doesn't want us, God doesn't want us, Jesus doesn't want us to be made fools of this world. He wants us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So when you understand that he will teach you, guide you into all truth. Now, so we know the person. This verse reveals the person of truth, the pneuma, the third part of the Trinity God. Then he reveals the purpose of the pneuma, the spirit of the living God, in the third person operating in this present day in the earth realm. But then there's something else we need to see, the prerequisite of the Holy Ghost, so you'll understand it. All right, for he will not speak of himself. He will not do that. The Holy Ghost's job is not to lift himself up, glorify himself, build himself up, talk about his strength, talk about his power. That ain't the Holy Ghost's job. The Holy Ghost's job is to carry out Jesus's agenda. That's why when you say Jesus, the Holy Ghost stands at attention. Because he said, all right, now that's the name that I operate in. That's the name that I've come to bring relevance to in every area and arena of life, the name Jesus. That is the power of that name, and he is the person who will bring to us all knowledge about that, bring to our members remembrance of that, then guide us and all of those things because of Jesus. Because Jesus had to go back to the Father. The Holy Ghost is the last acting agent of the triune God. That's why you can't mess with the Holy Ghost, blaspheme the Holy Ghost. He is the last source of help. After him, it's all over. Ain't nothing coming after that but death and hell. So that's why we need to understand why it's so important to understand the working of the Holy Ghost in our present day, present life, present time. The prerequisition is that he's here to say, to do, to enact everything that Jesus has on his agenda for you and for me. Remember that. The Holy Ghost is here to help us because Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. And the Father, at Jesus' request, has sent the Holy Ghost to be near and within every one of us, that Jesus could not do when he was here on planet Earth. He was either here or there, but the Holy Ghost can be what? Everywhere at the same time. All right? So now we know the prerequisite is that he's not gonna. So why was that necessary to throw this prerequisite in? Something to be known or done before a thing or certain thing happens. Jesus wanted them to know there were gonna be some false spirits, some false antichrist, false spirits pretending to be Christ. They would be antichrist, false spirits, false prophets, false people prophesying. He needed you to understand how the operation goes so you're not fooled. And see, as we get deeper into the teachings, that's where you're going to know if people are operating in the true functioning and operation of the Holy Ghost, or they're either pretending, or they are fooled by the spirit of the Antichrist, or they are false prophets, or prophet lying, or whatever the case is, because he sets up criteria for us to follow. He sets up procedures. He sets up a standard, and it's in judging those standards, those procedures, those criteria to see whether or not they're done as he said, because everything connected with him will be done decently and in order. So when somebody does something out of order and say, the Spirit of the Lord told me, I can say straight to the face, the devil is a liar. Check your source. Because some of them will be honestly fooled. See, because if you don't know the operation of the Holy Ghost, and especially as we start getting into the deeper things of the Holy Ghost, don't you think the spirit of the Antichrist, Satan himself, is not going